I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Consider this now. God deals with facts. Even so then, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And the remnant will be raptured. And if grace, then it is no more works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election has obtained it. The elect, the sincere, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them up to a spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, ears that they should not hear, unto this day. David said this way, let their table be made a snare and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back alway. God loves us, and he's coming back for people that's ready to go with him. People that's not half-hearted, that's whole-hearted. They didn't take their hand off the plow. They continued to carry their cross and do the things of God. They continued to love others. Verse 11 says, I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation has come to the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy. Now, the same thing happens in modern times. Those that stuck with God versus those that walk away. Same thing happens. The Lord told me this last week, and I've been reading it. I read the first part again. The Lord said, all who love the world system have one thing in common. They share an unconditional enmity with God. Because love of the world causes you to be an enmity with Jesus. And when people turn away, I need to look at John again. 1 John chapter 4. Let's look at 1 John chapter 4. A lot of things people have danced around. You can't just dance around Scripture. Scripture is right. It's here to protect you and bless you. Now let's look at John chapter, let's see. Let's look at 3 and 4. We'll take the last few minutes to do that. 1 John 3, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. This is a great honor to become the sons of God in the first place. This is not what you walk away from. Even the demons that aggravate you and the angels that made it with women, earth women, to make those abominations, they cried out to Enoch so that their giant children could be saved, but God wouldn't have it. The angels wanted salvation for their children. That, you know, the ones that made it with earth women. This is in the book of Enoch. It's a real book. It's just, it was referred to by Jude. I believe all of it. All right. Just because they didn't include it don't mean anything. It's, you can tell something of God because of how things are worded. And he prophesied every king of Israel and all the way up to Jesus. But it was done in parable form. Now you just have to get that book and read it yourself. He said, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sins not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. Verse 6, I'll read it again. Whosoever abides, lives in him, sins not. You can't. This is the clue to being born of God. Whosoever abides in him, sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him. I'm talking about those that decide they go and sin. Sin is not an accident if you're a Christian. That's something you choose to do of your own free will. And the Lord put it to me this way. Anybody, he said, if somebody crossed the line and eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, just like Adam did, he can't rapture them. He's not going to rapture them. He said it takes a leaven of hatred to cross the line and eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, to undress a woman with in your mind. To do something like that, it takes, that's divisive. That's a decision. He said, whosoever abideth in him sins not. If you're living in Christ, you don't do that. You don't want to do that. And when the enemy tempts you to do it, you're like Lot. It vexes your spirit. You don't like it. You cry out for help. He said, whosoever sinneth hath not seen him. They have no revelation of who he really is, neither known him. He said, little children. Oh, now this is literal. This is not, you can't jazz this up with Greek and Hebrew. You can't preach it. You can't dance around it. When people sin, it's because they chose to sin, and that's what they decided to do. And then God has to deal with the facts. Now, if they did wrong, if they go to the Lord, I did wrong, I sinned, I hate I did this. Help me, Lord. Now God can do something. That's a fact, too. If they mean it. If they can't be, if they don't really mean it, it's not. You know, what God has to deal with it. He loves his people. He works with us. He give us a way of escape. He will always give you a way of escape. I know he will give you a way of escape. He did it for me. Many times. Times I was weaker than I thought I was. He gave me a way of escape. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as Jesus is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. If the devil give you a thought and you allow it, and you act on it, you're of the devil. If he give you an evil thought against somebody and you agree with it, you're in cahoots with the devil. And there are many types of devils. But you don't want to be in cahoot with that. Now this is the key verse right here, verse 9. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. Because you're like him. You want to be like him. And you choose to be like him. You make preparations to be like him. You pray to be like him. You confess things to be like him. You receive the word to be like him. The way you stand is not an accident. You do whatever you have to do to be like him. Because whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin and will not choose to do sin. For his seed remains in him and he cannot sin because he is born of God. See, when you side with God, and you look out in life and you make decisions based on the word of God, you are like God now. You're born of God and you'll do what God would do. You'll do what Jesus would do. You'll do what the Father says. You'll embrace the guidance of the Holy Spirit and you'll receive strength in your moments of weakness and in your moments of strength. You will not choose to go down the wrong path. And when you see things as worldly, it vexes your spirit still. Verse 10. In this the children of God are manifested, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. See, when people are wicked, they don't care about... To the pure, everybody's pure. That's not true, but that's how you think. But to those that are unbelieving, nobody's pure. I forgot the other word. That's Titus chapter 1. See, it's not an accident to do right. And it's not an accident when people do wrong either. He said, marvel not, don't be... See, this kind of talk make you... It's just, whoa. I never saw it that way. Verse 12 says, now this Cain, who was of the wicked one and slew his brother, he was of Satan because he killed his brother. And why did he kill him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's works, Abel's works, were righteous. Now, when I read stuff like this without the filter, the modern traditional filter that people add to it, I don't put the filter on it. Because I'm going to tell you, this is the word of God. I don't see not one italicized word. You can't Hebrew and Greek it away and change it around and alter it and make it say something else. If you love God. Verse 13 says, marvel not, my brother, if the world hates you. Don't be so surprised. Even in statements like this. Marvel not, brethren, that if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abides in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Whereby perceive we then the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us love in word. My little children, verse 18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. That takes sincerity, wholehearted sincerity. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. If the enemy accuse you of something that's not true, God is greater than your heart. If he can get you to believe a lie in your heart, God is greater than your heart. He said, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwell in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abides in us by the Spirit which he has given us. Now, chapter 4, 1 John 4, gives us even more insight. He said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. Even now, already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. You see that? The world hears the world. The voice of the world is a priority to those of the world. That's not a scripture. That's just clarity for verse 5. Verse 6 says, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. That's a fact. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. The spirit of truth is detectable as the spirit of truth, and the spirit of error is detectable as the spirit of error. It just depends on what you love the most, which way you will run to. Verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Cut and dry. Verse 8 is a sharp, that's a two-edged sword verse. It divides the soul and the spirit, puts it point blank to the point. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also love one another. And if you do love God, you don't have a problem with this verse 11. Verse 12 said, no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us a portion of his spirit. And we have seen him. And we have seen and do testify that the Lord sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. See, if you side with God, you're going to speak it. This is not just something to say to get people to believe you are all right. I'm talking about if it's really in your heart that Jesus is Lord and he's the Son of God and you mean it, it's going to be in your ways. It's going to be in your confessions. It's going to be in your manner of living. The abundance of your heart will express it, even when you're not trying to. Verse 16, and we have known and believed the love that God has had to us. God is love. He dwelleth in love. Verse 16. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwells in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. if he's full of the love of God, and herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, we're the same way, so are we in this world. We're full of that love. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. We have the model of it through Christ, and we received it. It's true, and it is true. Verse 20, if a man say, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loves his brother also. Now, there's something else in chapter 2, end of chapter 2. Very important. This is very important. When understanding how the world works and what the world system really is, it says, John said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, verse 16 tells us what it is. This is the world system, verse 16. This is 1 John 2, verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Now watch this. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abides forever. Little children, this is a fact. God deals with facts. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists. Now watch this. Whereby we know that it is the last time. Now watch verse 19. Don't pay attention. Watch verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. You see that? This is the fallen church. This is the church that falls away. They are Antichrist. See, verse 18, little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Then it says they went out from us. These are Christian people. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. Well, I can't say they were Christians, but I can say they got in. They believed at one time, but just like the seed sown among thorns, when the sun come up, when they're tried, they scatter. Or when they start looking over the fence at the world, the lust of other things entering in chokes the word. They become unfruitful. And they leave the love of God for the hatred of the world. Not all at once. They like something over there. They get deceived into it, and they get lured into it, and then they get trapped in it. And sometimes they never come back. People who, I told my cousin this, I said, when people sin, they mean it. They're not kidding. This is what they decided for themselves. And they will voice it. If you keep bothering the person about coming back to the Lord, they will let you have it. Because they mean what they're doing. See, God deals with facts. You think they're like you. People, to the pure, everybody's pure. All right, I'm reading. Look at 19 again. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denied that Jesus Christ is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. He that acknowledges the Son hath also the Father. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning, that if that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abides in you, and ye know need not that any man teach you. Here comes somebody with knowledge they think they got somewhere. You don't need that. You need the anointing. You don't need a man to teach you. But see, it's not saying that those who are anointed, who God sent to help you, can't help you. That's not what it's saying. But the anointing teach you. See, the men that wrote these things were anointed. And people like me that God called to the ministry, God anointed me to do what I do. That's why I can say things that's relevant to you. And I don't even know you. But the Holy Spirit in me does. The anointing teach you. He said, but the anointing which, verse 27, but the anointing which ye have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. So you don't need Thurston to teach you. You need the Holy Spirit. That's why I seek the Lord about what to say. Verse 28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, ye may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. So a man can't do righteousness by himself, but you have to be born again. And also, if you're born of God, you can't sin. I'm going to close with this last statement that I couldn't remember the scripture correctly, but I'll do it now. This is Titus chapter 1, verse 15. He said, unto the pure, all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled, that's the word I couldn't remember. Unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God. They still do that. But in works they deny, being abominable and disobedient and unto every work, good work reprobate. See, if you really love God, it's going to come out. The way you love God is going to be expressed in your mannerisms, in your conversation, in your habit system. Everything is going to be of Him. And there'll be a consistency. But see, but when people are defiled and unbelieving, nothing's pure. But even their mind and the conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. And when the rapture comes, they'll still be standing. But see, to those that are sincere and wholehearted, they will be taken. That's the purpose of the Antichrist, to deal with people that's defiled and unbelieving. Facts. God deals with facts. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord. Stay in victory. Stay in truth. Stay in sincerity. And hate the wickedness of this world.